Francois was whispering. Now that's unusual. To realize how unusual, you have to know that never, not once in our friendship, not once since I came to work at the Queen of the Rockies, have I ever heard him whisper. Shout, yes. Whine, absolutely. Bellow above the incessant clamor of his kitchen. But never, never whisper. I suppose I should have known then that I was in for a surprise.
Listen, it is very simple, Becker. You are a detective, aren't you? Then you must do some detecting.
What did you have in mind?
Oh, mon Dieu. You stroll past their table and observe whether they are enjoying the meal.
I thought a great chef was above caring.
This is Dr. Frost, Becker, the new physician to the Prime Minister. For him, I have created the perfect menu. Perfect, until Madame Frost brings to my kitchen a bottle of wine, special for her husband, a Veuve Clicquot 86. Very good, very expensive, but not very appropriate.
No, put it over there.
Imagine, at the last moment, I had to improvise, to change the menu to fit the wine.
So?
Sometimes when you improvise, the results are not so good.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Francois. The dining room's full of doctors.
I beg your pardon?
The College of Physicians and Surgeons. It's their annual get-together.
This is not funny, Becker. If Dr. Frost does not like the cuisine, he will tell the Prime Minister and my invitation to cook for him.
You've been invited to cook for the Prime Minister?
Well,
you didn't tell me this.
Sacre bleu, when have I had time? I must do everything myself. You, my friend, will not even make an observation.
Okay, I'm going. Put a saucer over my coffee.
Merci.
Dr. Frost's party was seated on the opposite side of the room from the kitchen, overlooking the mountains. Two men and two women, obviously enjoying themselves. I made my way across the floor towards them. Suddenly, the man with his back to me began to gesticulate rapidly. The women's faces changed from laughter to concern. From their expression, I imagined he was lecturing them on some point of moral conduct. As I moved closer, however, he rose from his seat. His gestures becoming wilder.
Somebody do something.
He clutched his chest.
Lacey, do something. For God's sake, Paul, do something.
Yes, do something.
Excuse me. Coming through. Excuse me.
My medicine.
Excuse me.
He's going to fall.
Stand back.
What are you doing?
Loosening his clothes. Can you get his medicine?
Yes, it's in his breast pocket. Here, Dudley, I've got your tablets. I'm just opening the box. Dan.
Can I help?
No, I've got them. Here you are, dear. There. They only take a second to work.
It'll be all right, dear. You'll be just fine now. Won't you, Dudley?
Just rest for a minute, sir. Then we'll get you to your room.
Thank you. And just be a minute. Then, just a touch of angina.
Dudley?
We need a doctor.
He's a doctor. Paul Webb sitting right there, and she's a nurse.
You're a doctor, sir?
Yes. I'd help. I can't breathe.
Paul!
I can't breathe.
A minute hadn't passed before Mrs. Webb was the only member of the party still standing. Dr. Frost, Dr. Webb, and Mrs. Frost were all gasping for air. Luckily, we were surrounded by physicians, and a doctor was quickly found to take charge. Dr. Frost, the most seriously affected, was taken to the infirmary where he could be kept under observation. Dr. Webb and Mrs. Frost were carried to their rooms. The Queen of the Rockies had a first-class scandal on its hands.
Food poisoning? Oh, Becker, I thought you were my friend.
Don't be silly.
I run an immaculate kitchen, Becker. Immaculate. How could it be? Particularly today when... Oh, sacre bleu. Hunk.
Hunk?
Gustav Hunk, the chef from the Empress. He made a tour this afternoon.
And?
He might... No, he would poison the food.
What?
He was not asked to cook for the Prime Minister. The special dinner for the Prime Minister.
You're crazy.
You wait to see if I am crazy. He was here, Becker. He was the only one who was here.
So, where might I find Monsieur Gustav Hunk?
Herr Hunk, Becker. Herr Hunk is staying somewhere in the hotel.
Yes?
Becker, Mr. Hunk, the house detective.
Yes? What is this about?
It's about three people who may have been poisoned in the dining room tonight.
Ah.
Yes. I understand you toured the kitchen this afternoon. Did you notice anything unusual?
It is not my kitchen, Mr. Becker.
So did you or didn't you notice anything?
A lady brought in a bottle of wine she wanted to serve. It was an inappropriate wine, true, but Monsieur Martel panicked. He decided to reinvent the entire meal.
And?
And he could have dropped anything in without realizing it.
Just out of interest, what would you have done if an inappropriate bottle of wine was demanded?
One does not make demands on the chef, Mr. Becker. A great chef makes demands on us.
I see.
Not that Monsieur Martel is a great chef. Still, he is the Prime Minister's new cook. That's something, I suppose.
The Prime Minister's...
Why do you think he's so anxious? That little Frenchman is about to become a very big man indeed.
Permanently?
I start here next week.
Oh, don't be too sure about that. This poisoning
Even
is not...
Even a mediocre chef can survive a poisoning or two, Becker. Besides, the Prime Minister has been won over to the provincial charms of la cuisine française.
Hunk flashed a wide, self-satisfied smile. Then he shut the door, leaving me alone in the hallway. I wanted a drink. Francois was leaving. I took a couple of deep breaths to clear my head. It was going to be damned lonely around here without him. I took another breath. My chest hurt. But I knew I had to help him. It would kill him not to go. How's Dr. Webb?
Well, he seems stable.
Mrs. Frost said you were a nurse.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about what happened?
I think it might be my fault. Well, mine and my husband's.
How's that?
We gave them a bottle of wine to celebrate Dr. Frost's new appointment.
And you think that's what did it?
Well, it's obvious, I'm afraid. You see, I don't drink red wines. They give me acute headaches. Well, that's why I'm not... Well, they're all sick except for me. I took it to their suite myself.
And that was the same bottle Mrs. Frost took to the kitchen?
It must have been contaminated.
It looked like my friend could stop worrying. A simple case of food poisoning. Contaminated bottle of wine. No reflection on the chef. He'd be off to Ottawa on schedule. As for me, I was hurrying down to the kitchen with the news when I realized I was getting angry.
I am sorry. Very sorry, Becker. I couldn't say it.
Then it's true.
Oui. It is a great honor.
Damn it, Francois. You're going to hate Ottawa.
So they have told me. Maybe the Prime Minister will not want me when he hears about Dr. Frost.
No such luck. It looks like the culprit was a contaminated bottle of wine. Nothing to do with you. Neil?
Becker, you got any coffee on Francois?
Bien sûr, Sergeant.
I can't believe it. The place is overrun with doctors, and I can't get a straight answer anywhere.
It wasn't food poisoning?
I don't know. I've heard 34 theories, but it wasn't anything common, that's for sure.
Perhaps Dr. Frost will be able to help.
Dr. Frost is dead, Francois.
Oh, my God.
That's what I came to tell you.
And the others?
Mrs. Frost is pretty well recovered, and Dr. Webb's still alive.
You didn't have, what is the word, an anecdote?
Antidote.
No, I told you, we don't know what it was.
Have you talked with Doc Moore?
He's begun the autopsy, but so far he's as puzzled as everyone else. I'm sending the bottle to Winnipeg for analysis.
That will take a while.
Maybe the doc will get lucky.
People will stop to talk.
Francois? Thank you.
It might be a good idea to see what you can pick up, Becker. Maybe you could exercise your charms on the widow.
Oh, sacré bleu.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. I'm sure my husband was very grateful for your help.
I wish I could have done more, Mrs. Frost.
You did what could be done. I tell myself it was the Lord's will.
Maybe, but... How well do you know the Webbs, Mrs. Frost?
Quite well. We all met at medical school. Harvard.
I'm impressed.
I should clarify, Mr. Becker. Dr. Webb and my husband were at medical school. Lacey Webb was a nurse.
And you?
Oh, I wasn't anything. My father was the Episcopalian chaplain. I used to do a little secretarial work for some of the young doctors. I did quite a bit for Dudley, Dr. Frost, until he brought me here. I'm afraid I could never get the Canadian rules.
It must be quite difficult. Did you keep in touch with the Webbs after Harvard?
Not at first. We met again 5 years ago at the Royal Society. My husband was impressed by Dr. Webb's views, and we've been seeing them every year since. Dudley says... I'm sorry. Said that Dr. Webb was his bridge to the world of science. He was so looking forward to his paper.
His paper? On?
Some South American thing. He'd done a lot of work on South American things, plants and such like. Mrs. Webb would know. She's been his assistant for years.
Right. Can you think of any reason the Webbs would have had for...
It was simply a tainted bottle of wine, Mr. Becker. I'm sure of it. Besides, Dr. Webb is hardly out of danger himself. I suppose I'm lucky I didn't drink as quickly as the men.
And Mrs. Webb?
Mrs. Webb didn't drink.
She mentioned that. I'm wondering now...
That sweet little woman is a mass murderer.
Well, there was a moment last night when you didn't think she was so sweet.
I beg your pardon?
In fact, you were very angry that the Webbs weren't helping.
I don't remember anything like that.
How much do you remember?
Very little, I'm afraid.
Well, perhaps we should go down to the dining room. Maybe something would come back to you.
No, I don't think so.
Something important.
I'm not sure I'm up to reliving last night. Not yet.
Later, then?
If it will help... But for the moment, I'm going to see if I can relieve Mrs. Webb. She must be exhausted. Despite your suspicions, the Webbs are our friends, Mr. Becker.
Oui, Sergeant. I know you must find him, but no, he's not... Wait, he's here.
Good.
I need coffee.
This phone, it is for you.
Becker.
Where have you been?
Doing your job for you. What's up?
I was hoping you might be able to tell me. Doc Moore's stumped. He's sure it was poison, but he can't find a thing.
Ask him if he's got a test for curare.
What?
Curare. It's the poison the Amazonian Indians put on their darts.
Come on, Becker.
No, no. Dr. Webb was scheduled to give a paper on the anesthetic properties of certain Amazonian poisons. According to the conference secretary, that means curare. Either one of the Webbs could have got it, Neil.
So, you figure Mrs. Webb tried to kill her husband?
That's one possibility.
I'll bet she figured that with three victims, we'd have to assume it was food poisoning.
But only Dr. Frost ended up dead.
Different constitutions. He was just unlucky.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'll have a look at the scene again with Mrs. Frost.
I went over it pretty thoroughly. But let me know if you find anything.
Yep. You got that coffee, Francois?
It is the usual thing. For the sergeant, the case is simple. But for you, it is growing more complex.
Don't let the band bother you. They're in another world.
Frankly, I wish I were as well. I'd like to go home, Mr. Becker.
I've never been in Ottawa.
I was thinking of South Carolina.
This is where you were sitting.
Is it? You know, I really don't remember very much. Dudley must have been sitting here. I always sat on his right. That would have put Dr. Webb there and his wife there across from me.
You're doing very well.
I know how to arrange a table, Mr. Becker, but I really don't remember much more.
Let me help. The wine steward had just poured the wine.
Yes?
And Mrs. Webb didn't have any.
That's correct. We toasted my husband, then... I don't think this is going to be much help, Mr. Becker. I think I better return to my room. I'm not feeling...
Oh, Mrs. Frost! Mrs. Frost!
I'm not hurt. I'm just not quite as recovered as I thought I was.
Let me help you up.
I think I'll just sit here for a minute or two.
Of course.
Oh, I feel very silly. I must... Would you hand me my purse?
Here we are. Oh, you must have dropped this, too.
That? What is it?
A little bottle. Very pretty.
It's not mine.
It didn't fall out of your purse?
It's closed. My purse is closed. Let me see it. Oh, it is very pretty, isn't it? I love that shade of blue. You know, I think it's Mrs. Webb's. She must have dropped it last night.
Mrs. Webb's? Are you certain?
Not entirely, but... Yes, it's hers. It's a perfume bottle. Well, he seems a bit more awake. He's opened his eyes a few times. He's still not talking.
Would it surprise you, Mrs. Webb, if I told you that we think that the Frosts and your husband were poisoned with curare?
Curare?
You know what curare is, Mrs. Webb.
Of course, Dr. Webb was... My husband would have no reason to poison himself.
Do you recognize this bottle, Mrs. Webb?
Why, yes, it's mine. Where did you find it?
In the dining room, close to your table.
It must have dropped out of my purse. Thank you.
This bottle contains a residue, Mrs. Webb.
Can we see that purse, ma'am?
Well, yes, of course. It's right here. Do you mean... Are you going to go through it?
Just routine. Take a look at this card, Becker.
What is it?
My dear, you must accept the fact that it's over. I do love you, but it's simply not consistent with my honor to betray a friend and colleague. I hope you will accept this in the spirit in which I write. Goodbye. It's signed with a D.
Dudley. Dudley Frost.
Dudley Frost? Are you... I've never seen that before in my life. Well, someone must... Dudley Frost!
I'm going to have to ask you to come with me to the station, ma'am.
Now?
I'm afraid so.
But I can't. Well, look at him. Somebody has to be here to care for him.
Oh, don't worry, ma'am. I'll stay until the nurse arrives. He'll be fine.
But...
This way, Mrs. Webb.
I see. I'll be back soon, Paul.
I wouldn't bet on that, my friend.
So, I don't understand. Dr. Frost was leaving his mistress, Madame Webb.
That's what it looks like. It was not consistent with his honor to betray a friend and colleague.
I beg your pardon?
That's what he said in the letter, or something like that.
Honor must be a very different concept for the French than it is for the English.
Same word.
But we spell it differently.
Is there a point to this, Francois?
I am trying to solve your problems, Becker. How can I solve them unless I understand?
Oh, I see.
Now, we will continue. Madame Webb poisoned the bottle of Vertigo.
Neil thinks she used a syringe to inject it through the cork, but just enough to make everyone sick, to make it look like the food poisoning. Then she poured the lethal dose from the little blue bottle into Dr. Frost's drink. Or anyway, that's the theory.
Ingenious, no?
Yes, but I just don't believe it. I mean, she was sitting on his left. She'd have had to reach right across him to pour it in.
That's true.
There were four people at that table. One of them would have seen her. It just doesn't make any sense.
Another coffee?
No, no thanks.
It's the last of the pot.
Don't you think we've had enough poisoning around here?
The Germans make very bad coffee, Becker. Or whipped cream and sugar.
Yes. Well, no point wasting it, I guess, is there? thanks.
Becker, I think we should...
Then there's that letter. She seemed shocked when I read it.
Perhaps she was ashamed.
No, shocked. As if she suddenly realized someone was out to get her.
But who? Maybe her husband.
Why not? Well, he certainly had better access to the poison than she did. No, but he was sitting directly across the table from Dr. Frost. Same problem.
No, the only person who could have given the poison to Dr. Frost without being noticed was Dr. Frost. Perhaps a medicinal powder.
No, I thought of that, but according to Doc Moore, he was perfectly healthy. A touch of angina. Besides, doctors never take medicine until they are sick.
Ah, oui. I remember the doctor of my family.
That's it.
The doctor in Lyon?
Doctors don't take medicine until they're sick.
Oui.
That night, you asked me to observe the Frosts, to see if they were enjoying their meal, remember? I went into the dining room. I think I saw it, Francois.
I'm not sure what.
It. Listen, Dr. Frost fell to the floor. He was struggling for air. He was calling for his pills.
The angina.
Exactly. Mrs. Frost took a pill from a small box in his pocket, and she gave it to him.
Oui.
Well, what if what she gave him wasn't his medicine? I mean, it didn't have to be medicine, did it? It could have been anything. A concentrated dose of curare. She could have murdered him right in front of me.
Oh,
Becker.
I may have watched her poison her husband.
That's ridiculous, Mr. Becker. My husband had angina.
Which made it possible for you to slip him a lethal dose of curare under everybody's nose.
Do I have to accept this, Sergeant?
You understand, Mrs. Frost, that we have to investigate every lead.
Yes, of course. But I thought you have evidence implicating someone else.
Planted when you relieved her.
What?
You took that little bottle from her purse. You put a tiny bit of the poison in it and dropped it in front of me when you fell. Or pretended to fall.
I'd like to return to the hotel now, if you don't mind, Sergeant.
No, we did clean the dining room right after your husband was taken away, ma'am. We didn't find a perfume bottle.
But I don't know anything about... What is it? Curare? How would I go about getting it?
You'd ask Dr. Webb.
And why would Dr. Webb have given it to me?
Surely that's obvious. To murder your husband.
It might be obvious to you, Mr. Becker, but I can assure you I had no reason to do that.
But if you'd been having an affair with Dr. Webb, that might provide the beginnings of a reason.
I was not having an affair with him. On the contrary, I believe you have a letter indicating that my husband was having an affair with Lacey Webb.
This letter, you mean?
I've not seen it.
Have a look, then.
Careful, Becker. That's evidence.
Have a look.
It's typewritten.
Except for the initial on the bottom.
My dear, you must accept the fact that it's over. I do love you, but it's simply not consistent with my honor to betray a friend and colleague. Dudley wrote this.
Is that a question, Mrs. Frost?
No. Only Dudley would write consistent with his honor. He liked to sound serious, particularly since he got his new appointment.
And the initial?
It's his.
The D.
That's right. He wrote it like that with a little curl at the bottom. I swear, I didn't know any of this was going on. If I had, I don't know what I'd have done, but she didn't have to kill him.
But you're convinced she did, on the strength of one letter.
But that one letter tells the story, doesn't it?
Perhaps it does. Didn't you tell me that you often did secretarial work for your husband?
At university.
But you must have seen this, Dee, a great deal.
Now you're suggesting I forged this letter?
Exactly.
And why would I
forge... To kill two birds with one stone. Your husband's already dead, and your lover's wife is in a cell back there under suspicion of his murder. Makes sense to me.
I suppose it would, if I were in love with Dr. Webb, and if I had wanted to murder Dudley. But I wasn't, and I didn't, and you can't prove I was.
But I'm going to.
Is that a threat, Mr. Becker?
No, ma'am, it's a fact. I don't like being deceived.
Becker.
She set me up to find that bottle, Neil. She set me, us, up to find the letter. Damn it, she poisoned him in front of me. I held his head while she popped in the poison.
Becker.
And that's not consistent with my honor.
I shouldn't think the word applies to you at all, Mr. Becker.
What?
Honor.
Oh, honor. Right. You know, I've been looking at that damn D so much that...
There's not a lot more there, Becker.
True, but... You know, if you just shift your focus... I was discussing the concept of honor only last night, Mrs. Frost. The French have almost the same word, honor. But, of course, they spell it differently from us.
Becker.
Word games, Mr. Becker?
The funny thing is, so do the Americans. They spell honor H-O-N-O-R. No U.
I beg your pardon?
Canadian rules, Mrs. Frost. You see here? It just popped out at me. Like a word game. Right here. Consistent with my honor. No U. This letter was written by an American, Mrs. Frost. Not a Canadian. An American. Who just couldn't get the Canadian rules.
May I see that?
Right here.
It's one letter.
But as you said, that one letter tells the story, doesn't it?
You think that's enough to convict me?
No. But the sergeant will tell you it's enough to hold you until Dr. Webb recovers. I'm not sure about this, but you just may find it's inconsistent with his honor to watch his wife hang.
Oh, well, she is late.
She'll be here.
Wait. So, Mrs. Frost confessed.
Yeah, she and Dr. Webb planned the murder pretty much as we thought. But Mrs. Frost went a step too far. When she discovered that Mrs. Webb didn't drink red wine, she decided to get rid of a rival as well.
And Dr. Webb went along with her?
He provided the bottle of wine and the poison. She did the rest.
So, I have solved another case.
Here she comes.
Oui. It is late to say this, Becker, but I am sorry.
What for?
I should have told you I was going. It has hurt you.
I'll get over it.
Goodbye, Becker.
I'll miss you, my friend.